News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And the expert in the house this morning is Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. My name is Meg. I'm your host for the morning. Jonathan, how are you?
Good morning, Meg. I'm doing good.
Good. So I was thinking about you as this rain was coming in with this rainy forecast. I thought, gosh, I wonder if Jonathan's guys, do they get to take a nice little break, a siesta this week? Or, you know, no, huh? Well, why don't you tell everybody about your company and what y'all do and all the different things? You've been around a long time now.
Yeah, we have. So we do full house renovations. So we do remodeling like kitchen, bathrooms, painting, sheetrock trim, interior and exterior. And we also own a flooring store. So we do a lot of flooring, right? But pretty much renovation, remodeling, and flooring is what we specialize in.
Okay. Well, I've heard a lot about the different kinds of flooring that you have. Where is your showroom located?
So our showroom's on Palafox Street. And when you say Palafox, a lot of people think downtown. We're
it's
closer
north,
to...
Right.
Yeah. We're up north. We're close to Nine Mile Road. So kind of old Palafox, but it's 9320 North Palafox.
Okay. And what are the hours there? When are they open?
So that's going to be 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. And I always tell people it's 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but we're always willing to accommodate people, right? So if somebody calls and says, hey, I don't get off work till 5, if we know you're coming, we're staying wait on you to get there.
Okay. So if you have a question this morning, that's what this expert panel is all about. Jonathan's going to be here until 10, so we've got a whole hour with him. So plenty of time to answer your remodeling questions, or if you have a question about the products or shingles or vinyl plank, any of those topics are wide open. So text it in at 850-437-1620. So right off the bat, we got a question. Are you ready?
Are
you awake? Have you had your coffee?
Yep,
all right,
I'm ready.
Here we go. We got this one from Bruce. Good morning, Bruce. I'm glad to hear you're listening this morning. He first question out of the box, does Jonathan do stucco repair?
So no, we don't. We sub it out.
So
we've had a couple of contractors we've used in the past. So a lot of times when you have stucco repair, usually there's other underlying damages. So we'll take the whole job. Like if you have, you know, water intrusion or, you know, rotted wood in the wall, stuff like that. We just did a termite job and it was a stucco house.
Must have been tough.
Right. So we did all the wood rot, the sheetrock, stuff like that. And then we subbed the stucco portion out. But if you just need stucco, I would probably just call around to a couple of stucco companies and get some different prices. That's what we do.
And so if there's possibly other issues like you're talking about, would you be willing to come out and take a look at it and see what's going on?
So if there was other issues, we would take the whole job, right? Mm-hmm. And then we would just sub the stucco portion out to somebody. But if you're just needing stucco, you probably don't want to pay to mark it up, because a lot of times we're going to put like a 10 or 15% management fee on top of whatever they charge us.
Gotcha.
Right? So if all you're needing is stucco, you don't really need to pay that extra 10 or 15% on top. But if you needed us to, or if there was other damage, then yes, we would take the whole job and we would handle the stucco portion and get that done for you.
Okay, great. Bruce, that was a great question. Thanks for kicking us off here this morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and our expert is in the house, especially about construction, remodeling, and flooring. So one of the things that you do, Jonathan, which I think is great, is that if I'm thinking, and I've mentioned this to him several times, and I'm not ready, but I've been thinking about remodeling my bathroom, just as an example.
Right.
And so he could come out and do a free estimate for me, correct? I mean,
right.
Talk
so,
a little bit about that process. I'm kind of thinking, see, I'm a little slow. I'm thinking, do I want to do it? No, how's this going to be for? I'm trying to make a decision based on no information.
Right. So we do we do free estimates. So we like to do our estimates on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And like I said, we're always willing to accommodate somebody if we need to. But generally, we do estimates on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so we do a line-by-line estimate.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to break it down as much as possible for you. And on one side, you're able to see exactly what you're getting and what you're spending your money on, but it also allows you to make decisions and say, hey, like, I don't want to do this yet, or I want to wait on this part. I'll do these 5 items.
See, I like that, because sometimes you can maybe I can't afford to do the whole thing all at once, but I could do this piece and this piece, maybe the countertops first, then the bathroom and shower, you know.
And sometimes it's more just so knowing exactly where you're spending your money at.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe you want to go and do all of it, but it's nice being able to see, okay, well, this is why it's this much.
Right.
And so it's always good when you can give all the information and say, hey, yes, this is going to be $10,000, but this is the reason why, and this is how it breaks down. And then I find that people can understand that a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
And there also, it gives us a good working scope for both of us. So it's a good scope for us to go off of and exactly what we need to do, and it's a good scope for the customer as well.
And when you do that estimate, do you do a sort of an estimate of the timeline as to how long it will take as well?
Yes, we do. So it's a very common question people ask us, and sometimes it's just guessing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just guessing. guessing and saying, okay, this is how long we think it's going to take. And sometimes we may get in there and it's faster than that. And sometimes we may find more damage, or we may not even find more damage and it still takes longer. You know, we'll have to wait on countertops to get there, depending on what kind of material, if it's something we need a special order. I mean, there's a lot of things that factor into it.
Right.
But it can happen faster or it can be longer. But mm-hmm. we'll try to give you an estimated timeline there.
Okay, we're talking about remodeling your home, remodeling the interior possibly for Jonathan's construction and flooring, new paint from the walls. You could get new flooring. And we just got a question in for, we talk about bathrooms, as a matter of fact, because I brought that up. For bathrooms, does Jonathan recommend the, tile over vinyl plank or something else? What are the what are the pros and cons?
Well, I think they're both great floors. So mm-hmm. it just depends on your bathroom, what your bathroom looks like in your situation, and also just your preference.
Does moisture play a factor in all those choices?
Well,
or?
All of our vinyl plank is waterproof. It's going to be moisture resistant, right? And we're going to put a moisture barrier under it before we put it down if you're on a concrete slab.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I like tile in the bathrooms, especially if we're doing like a tile shower.
Right.
Then I kind of like to just tile the whole bathroom with the shower. So that way it just kind of flows out of the shower and onto the floor. But with that being said, like if you're doing like a vinyl plank through your whole house, some people want that vinyl plank to flow through into the master bathroom, even if they are doing a tile shower.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of like flow the tile out of the shower onto the floor, but you could do the same concept with the floor throughout the house. So it really goes either way, and it really depends on like what you're what you're wanting, but also what fits your house best.
Okay, I don't know about you, but every time I talk about this, it's weird, but the next thing I know on all my social media pages, I'll have bathroom redo.
Oh, yeah, it's all the time.
Those little ads that pop up, and I think, golly, they're listening to me. But
if I look anything up on Google, then
right?
It pops up on my Facebook all the time.
So I was going to ask you, because one of the questions I wanted to ask you was, are those guys legit? Because sometimes I think, yeah, we can do this in 2 hours, and it's only going to be X amount of dollars, and it's sort of this, it looks like a whole bathtub shower, one piece. They take out your old stuff and just put that one piece in. Are those legit? I mean, is that a good idea?
A lot of those companies that are sending you those advertisements are just trying to sell work and then resell it to somebody else. That's how most of it works.
Uh-huh.
Because I get advertisements from all the time. They're like, oh, can you take on more work? We can get you 5 bathroom jobs. And all they're trying to do is advertise, get a customer, and then sub it out to a contractor most of the time. Now, you do have some companies out there like Bathfitters that make a shell, and mm-hmm. they come out ahead of time and take a laser measurement of it and make the shell. And so the shell's
it's
custom made to essentially fit right over your existing shower, and it can happen pretty quick. They can come out and do it in one day and put it right in. And if you have a good shower and you just want to put like a new fiberglass shell over it,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that might be an option for you, right? Most of the time when we're doing showers, we're doing like a nice custom tile shower, something that looks better. We're not just putting like a fiberglass shell over an existing shower.
It almost looks to me like putting a Band-Aid over something. It makes me nervous.
Well, that is the other thing I was going to say. A lot of times when people want a new shower, it's because something's wrong with the old one. Either
right,
it's old
right.
or it's leaking. And if there's problems with it, or it's an old shower and it doesn't have a good surface, then you really don't want to cover it up. You really should rip it out and put another one in.
Mm-hmm.
But now if you had a good shower, so like if you had a newer shower,
right.
and you just didn't like the look of it, then it may be a good fit in that case to say, okay, let's just make a shell and put over it. But if you have an old shower, especially if like your grout's cracked, it's been leaking, or, you know, water seepage, stuff like that, you don't want to just leave that closed up in your walls and cover it up. You really should rip it out, clean the whole area, treat the wood, check for any rotted wood. You'd be surprised at how many showers over time will leak into the walls or something like that.
Yes.
And you have rotted wood around the shower. And so we would address all that. But also the other side to that is also the plumbing of the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the old showers will have old shower valves and old plumbing.
Right.
And so when we tear the shower out, it's a good chance to update all that plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get all that when you're covering it up. You're leaving all your old plumbing in there. And most of the time, you can't get to the shower valve without tearing into the shower, or unless you have access behind it. So it just depends. Like I said, every situation is different when you're remodeling. And those guys, there's a market for that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's a good option.
Sure.
But a lot of times it's not.
Yeah, I would think I would want to know first if everything's okay before I cover it up and start again.
I just tear mine out and put a new one in.
Mm-hmm.
If it were me.
That's what I'm thinking.
but if you had a nice shower,
sure.
and it was in good shape and you had good plumbing, and then at that point, yeah, you could just put like a shell over it.
Okay, got another question from one of our listeners. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So if you've got a question about remodeling, flooring, anything in that topic, he is our expert this morning. You can text it in at 850-437-1620. So this question, Jonathan says, Do y'all refinish? I love this, y'all. Do y'all? We're definitely in the South. Do y'all refinish wood?
No.
Wood floors, stain, sand, stain, and seal.
No, we don't. We used to, and we've done it in the past, but honestly, it's one of those things that if you're not set up and doing it every day, then you're not efficient enough to be affordable. Right.
Oh,
so like okay. If our guys go out there and do that and it's not something they do very often, it's probably going to take them a lot longer than a company that just refinishes wood every day. So like if you call and say, hey, I want to put floors in my house, like our guys install flooring every day, they can do that very quickly.
Replacing the floors.
Right. They can do that quickly and efficiently, mm-hmm. and we can offer a good price on that. But if you say, hey, I want like 3 of your installers to come sand my floors, and they don't do that very often, it's going to take them twice as long.
I see.
That's not going to be efficient or affordable for you. So in those cases, we just usually refer that out to somebody mm-hmm. else. There's a couple companies around that do it, and most cases you probably get a better price than you would get from us.
Okay, but if you are thinking about making that change, you could come out and give them an estimate as to what.
Yeah, now if you wanted new flooring, mm-hmm. Then we could do that. And most of the time, I usually can sell somebody new flooring cheaper than refinishing. Refinishing
really?
Is a lot of work. It's a lot of work. It's very time consuming. It's not cheap to mm-hmm. do by any means. And that's why I said it's already an expensive thing to do. And if you're not fast and efficient at it, then you really should let someone else do it that is.
Okay.
That's kind of my opinion on it.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for sending in the questions at 850-437-1620. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If someone's listening this morning, they're on their way to work and they want to give you a call, how do they get in touch with you?
Right. So they can just give us a call. Even if you have a question and you don't get it on air, you can always call us afterwards. 850-332-5905. And like I said, we do a pretty wide variety of interior remodeling, painting, flooring, sheetrock trim, you know, mm-hmm. doors, windows, decks, fences, stuff like that.
Okay, well, we are now in the H season, and we have a little storm developing in the Gulf this morning, a little bit west of us, and hopefully we'll stay west. So we are going to get a lot of rain this week. But how does that affect what you all do, and are you have any tips right now? Are there things people should be looking at for their homes, and is there things that you can help them with in
right.
terms of preparation?
You know, there's always things you can do to prep, but nobody knows what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping we have a light season this season because it seems like it's been cooler.
It's been
cooler than usual,
yeah.
Which should help have a little bit of a lighter season is what I'm hoping for. Believe it or not, as a contractor, we hate hurricanes.
Oh.
It brings a lot of business.
I was going to say.
But the problem is it brings it all at one time.
Right.
Half of it you can't get to, and then people are calling, people are waiting, it's taking you forever to get stuff done. You get so many contractors from out of town that come in and start doing stuff. It's like, you know, like flooring. Like, we love doing flooring, but we don't want to do everybody's floor this month, right? We
right.
just want it all scattered out
Why
over
not?
The year. and that's kind of what a hurricane brings. It brings it all at one time.
Sure,
true. And half of it you're not even able to get to and even do. So what's the point of that, right? We just want it nice and steady all
mm-hmm.
the time is nice.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of things you can do, you know, to prep for it. Obviously, stuff like your windows and doors, you know, making sure they're sealed up or you have good impact windows or, you know, even hurricane shutters or fabric
mm-hmm.
shield over them. Even just exterior preparations like your decks, fence, making sure, you know, if you have any stuff that needs to be replaced or you have any bad rotted wood or you have a fence that's fallen over, it's not going to take even a hurricane to blow that over later.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be a good chance to address that. Also, you know, like if you have like an old fence, a lot of insurance companies are depreciating them quite a bit and saying, oh, well, this is all the life it had in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have an old fence and a hurricane blow it over and your insurance isn't going to pay very much for it because it was already depreciated so much.
Right.
So it's okay to go and replace it ahead of time. And if you have recently replaced it, you're going to get more of the actual replacement value of that fence if something does happen. So just things like that that you can, there's so many things you can do, but honestly, nobody can be completely prepared because you don't know what's coming and how it's going to affect you.
Well, when I had a home in the Gulf Breeze a few years back, I think it was 2014, we had that big rain in April, and all of a sudden we had a flood in our neighborhood, which had never happened right where I was. My house was actually a little bit elevated, and the water came right up to the door and to the lower windows, and I felt very lucky because it didn't come in the house. It went into the garage, but didn't come into the house, and then I thought, gosh, should I have done something, put sandbags? Is there something I could do to keep it from coming in to protect my floors? Is there anything you can do in that
I mean,
that
I think
respect?
That you can do, like, sandbags and stuff to stop the water from, like, gushing through your house. But if the water gets that high, it's going to get around them.
Yeah.
If the water's that high around your house, you're not going to stop it. It's going to go in behind your siding. It's going to get in your walls. It's going to find a way in. So I don't think that you can, like when there's a neighborhood flooded, I don't think you can stop it from getting in your house right. if that happens. But you'd be better, like, looking at things like, you know, make sure you have flood insurance and good insurance right. and stuff like that. You
yes,
know? Definitely. You could probably protect your furniture better by picking up if you know right. a hurricane's coming, but you're not going to stop the water from getting in.
Okay. And then once that happens, do you have any advice on what to do after? Now that we're kind of going down that road?
I mean, honestly, I would just call a local professional and have them come out and take a look at it, whether that be us or somebody else that's mm-hmm. local. Call a local professional and have them come out and take a look at it. And I always tell people, hey, get a quote and to call your insurance company. So that way you can see what your insurance company offers, and then you have a quote from a contractor as well to kind of back that up and say, and maybe just hold your quote. Just see what they offer first right. and what their opinion is on it. And then if you need it, say, hey, I've got a quote from a contractor, and here it is.
Okay, great. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, 850-437-1620. Getting lots of questions coming in this morning, Jonathan. We got another text from a listener that asks, Do you replace mailboxes that are broken inside of a brick structure, or do you know anyone who does?
Right. So we have done them before.
Oh,
most
okay.
of the time you can get the mailbox out if it's broken.
Uh-huh.
Usually the bricks is just bricked around. It's not actually attached to it. So a lot of
I've
times you can kind of force it out.
I've seen sometimes a car hits it and it's one of those, it looks like a little mini house.
Right. We had one that got knocked over, but it was still perfectly fine. We had to go out there and stand it back up.
Oh, wow.
And it had like a concrete base on it. It yeah. took like 8 of us to stand it back up. but a lot of times you can get the mailbox out. You might have to chip the mortar out around it mm-hmm. and remortar it, but you shouldn't have to do any of the brickwork.
Okay, well, since they asked, what's your number so they can call you
right.
to come out and do that?
Okay, 850-332-5905.
Okay, now another question came in from one of our listeners that says, can they install an exhaust fan in a bathroom? Mine doesn't work.
Yes, yeah, we can. We have guys that can come out and do that.
So that's a pretty easy fix?
Right, yeah, it's pretty easy to do it. A lot of people will want to upgrade them sometimes and add exhaust fans with lights to them and things like that,
mm-hmm.
Depending on what kind you have. But yeah, it's pretty easy to get one out and put one in.
Is that the same for a kitchen vent and air vent, those kind of things for a stove?
Same thing, yeah, mm-hmm. especially if you already have it, right? If you already have an exhaust fan in your bathroom, it's a big deal because then you don't have to have an electrician add like a whole light circuit. We just have an electrician swap it out. Same way with like the vent. You mm-hmm. know, if it's already got a pre-existing exhaust fan, then you already got a vent going out to the roof, and then we don't have to have a roof or add a vent stack. So yes, if you already have one, it's much easier to swap it out than adding one. But we can add one if you don't have one.
Okay, great. Some great questions coming in this morning. And Jonathan, you had mentioned to me that with summertime, every once in a while you have a little special for our
right.
Pep Talk listeners.
Right.
So you want to mention that before we
so
get
we
into
are,
the
we're
news?
Going to have a special this summer, but it's only going to be for people listening to the radio show because they have to mention it to get it.
Uh-huh.
But Sherry's going to give everybody 10% off their bill if you do paint and floors both. So if you paint and floor your house,
wow.
you get 10% off. But it's only if you ask for it and you heard it on the radio.
So tell them you heard it on Pep Talk, Jonathan.
That's
on
right.
Pep Talk.
Yep, and it's only going to be for next month.
Okay,
yep.
Fantastic. I'm excited because I want all of our listeners to take advantage. It makes you special if you listen
right.
to this show.
Right, it's going to be starting next month.
Okay, perfect, yep. Starting in July. Okay, so we got another question that came in. We are covering the gamut from mailboxes to...
I like a wide variety.
This is great. This is a whole other topic. Do you remove fireplaces, and what's a ballpark price for a project like that?
Right, so that could really depend on the fireplace. I know I say that a lot about different items, but because so many are different.
Well, I was sitting here imagining all the different, there's fireplaces that are open on both ends. There's some
yes,
at the side
like,
of the house, the
like,
center of the house.
Do you have a newer fireplace mm-hmm. that was just like sheetrocked around? It's got framing sheetrock. Do you have like an older fireplace in like the 1960s where it's got a whole brick wall that
right.
goes with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of them would have like a big hearth in front of them,
yes.
a brick hearth in front of them. Depending on when your fireplace was put in, if your fireplace was put in before like 1985, you most likely have a whole brick stack on the outside of your house that goes along with it, a brick wall, a much larger fireplace. If your fireplace was put in 90s and later, then you probably just have a basic fireplace with a stack going out of the roof,
mm-hmm.
Probably a little vinyl chimney on the roof.
I was
going
to say
right?
the chimney.
Yes, not a big brick stack on the back
right.
house. I don't
like
see any new construction with a big brick stack.
Like the North Hill
anywhere.
Homes have
right.
these
yes.
huge fireplace.
So depending on the age of your house and what kind of fireplace you have, but either way, yes, we would take it out for
okay,
you.
Okay, this listener just texted back. I'm so glad you're listening. It says it's an old fireplace, 8 feet wide. Wow.
Yeah.
In the center of the house. That sounds beautiful, actually.
Yeah. I mean, it can be, but it can also be one of those things that's like really in the way when you're remodeling. And it's like I have this huge 8-foot fireplace taking my room up.
Yeah, that's a lot. So,
but yes, we take it out for you.
Okay. And then you could remodel it to a smaller size. Are you able to adapt that way?
So we don't install fireplace. What we would do is we could take it out. We could do like the mantle, all the work around it. And there's a lot of fireplace companies that will come set a fireplace in. So then you would hire them to actually just set the fireplace. But as far as doing all the legwork around it, like the framing, mantle, you know, a design, things like that, then we would do that. Or we would just remove it and patch all the sheetrock and just put your house back.
Yeah, I have been into some houses when you look at them, when you walk in and you see the fireplace and then you see this really strange
some of them have
mantle and very elaborate frames
and things
like that.
A lot of the older houses have very large fireplaces. It's not just like a fireplace, like a whole brick wall that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
It was very popular in like the 70s and 80s.
I remember we had that brick wall that went right up the living room.
and if you like it and it works with your design, it's good.
Sure.
But otherwise, it takes up a lot of room.
That's true. And it's hard to hang things in brick.
Yes. Yes.
Just saying. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert is Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. And, the texter just said, it's in the center of the house, and I'm removing it so I can put closets in.
Right. Yeah, we would take it out. So we would have to take all that out, and then depending on how much outside, if the brick goes outside or if it's like a chimney in the middle of the house, then we would get a roofing company to come patch the roof for us.
Uh-huh.
But we have good roofers we work with that would come patch it, and sometimes there's siding to patch on the outside, sheetrock, framing. There's a lot more that goes with it than just busting the brick out.
I would imagine so, because it goes all the way through the house.
Right.
With the flooring.
Yes.
Okay.
But we could handle all of that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's that number for them to call
you? So they would just call 850-332-5905.
And you could come out and do an estimate?
Do an estimate. They can just Google us. Google Jonathan's Construction and Flooring.
Okay.
I also do want to mention that we're doing Best of the Bay this week.
So
if anybody wants to vote for us in Best of the Bay, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. Where do we go to do that? Bestofthebay.com?
Pensacola News Journal.
Okay, for construction?
Yep, go to Pensacola News Journal, look for Best of the Bay. We're actually listed under shopping for Jonathan's Flooring under shopping.
Excellent.
So go to the shopping section, look for Jonathan's Flooring.
Okay, well, speaking of flooring and shopping, if you're making that decision, you're changing out your fireplace, you're going to probably need some new flooring in front of it or at least around it, where can I go to take a look and see what my options are?
Right, so you could just come to our store, and while you're there, just ask one of the girls if you can vote on our iPad. But you could just come
and
to the store
you vote.
And, you just come to our store at 9320 North Palafox. We have a wide variety.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people will go to other stores and find stuff that we don't have, because no matter how much variety we have, right, you can't have everything.
Sure.
Because one, it would just get overwhelming in the store. There's so much out there to look at and pick from. And sometimes we like to have different stuff than other people. So we will have people bring samples in from other stores and say, hey, can you get this? And then we'll price it out. And sometimes we can get it cheaper than what they were looking at. Sometimes we can't, right?
Right.
It just depends on the supplier and what kind of relationship you have with them. Believe it or not, that really plays so much into it. Because, like, if you buy a lot from a certain supplier, obviously you're going to get a better price than somebody that just calls it, never buys from them.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of depends. It also depends on the store and what their markup is. But I encourage people to come look at our store and hopefully find something they like. But if they don't and they go somewhere else and find something, bring it to us and we may be able to get it for you.
Okay.
And we'll tell you, hey, this is what we can get it for and this is what we can sell it for. And if you can get it better somewhere else, then we're not mad about that.
Well, and you've talked about this before, and I'm not very well versed in it, but when you go to a big box store and you see what you want and you buy the box, it may not be quite right for what you're trying to do, correct?
Yes, that is true. I mean, sometimes even if you are going to buy something at a big box store, it's always good to consult with like a contractor or somebody local and say, hey, what do I need for my job? And just make sure you're getting the right material. That's very important.
Okay, we are going to take a break for the news here, and then we'll be back with Jonathan Cook Jonathan Construction and Flooring. So get your questions ready, 850-437-1620. What's your number again, real quick?
850-332-5905, and I'll be here for the next half hour.
All right, we'll be back on Pep Talk.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city.
Oh, Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We built this city with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, that's for sure. Jonathan Cook is here for the next half hour to answer your questions about remodeling, about construction, about flooring. It's up to you. All you have to do is text in your question at 850-437-1620. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
So for folks that are just joining us this half hour, talk a bit about your company and what you do and what's available, especially this time of year.
Right. So I own Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. We do whole house renovations and flooring. We're over in Palafox, 9320 North Palafox. We've been around since 2005. So just been a part of the community for a long time. We love what we do. So if you have a question, text it in.
Okay, 850-437-1620. We have kind of covered the gamut of topics this morning, from mailboxes to fireplaces to floors, ceilings, bathrooms. We've been all over. And now I got another one about the ceiling. What about ceiling work? One of our listeners is asking, I'm in a house and some rooms have, here it is, the magic word, popcorn ceilings. It isn't holding up well. So I guess the question is, do you remove popcorn ceilings and
right.
can you help make it look a little more modern now?
No, we do. So we do a lot of popcorn removal. And so most of the time we take it off and we're skim out and float the ceiling, because usually when they put the sheetrock up, they won't actually finish it all the way. So they're put it up there and they're tape embed it and they popcorn over it. It's just easier, right, than doing a full finish on the sheetrock.
Right.
So usually when we take the popcorn off, we will skim out, sand the sheetrock and then retexture like an orange peel and then prime and paint it.
So when did they start doing popcorn? Who came up with that idea?
I don't know. Well, I think it was I think it was more back in probably the
60s,
70s.
Right?
I would say more 70s. Maybe 60s. I would say 70s, because a lot of the 50 and 60 air houses, you see a lot of plaster, more so than popcorn.
Okay.
So it's more of the older plaster.
Right.
And I think as time went on to the 70s and even more so the 80s, just looking for cheaper and faster ways to do it. See, so when
is
they
it
do
a spray?
The
was it, is
right
it, yeah.
when they do the popcorn, they would just put the sheetrock up there, tape it, bed it. See, usually when we do sheetrock, we're going to tape it, bed it, skim it, sand it, and then texture it, right?
Gotcha.
And so all they're going to do is put the sheetrock up, tape it, bed it, and then spray it with popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
But when they spray it with popcorn, they don't have to paint the ceiling, because it covers the whole ceiling up.
I see.
So if we do a texture on the ceiling, we're going to have to skim it out, sand it, texture it, prime it, paint it. So it's just a much faster way to get the new construction jobs done. And I think that's what started that era.
The origins of it. Well, you're probably too young to remember, but at that time period, there are also avocado and mustard colored appliances.
I see them still. I still see them in some
of
these
really?
Houses. Yes.
They're still around.
I see some of the old sheet vinyl that's brown patterned.
Ooh, yes.
Or all the pink and green and blue bathroom tiles.
Have you seen
vintage now?
Yeah. Well, what about the wood paneled dens?
Yes.
Everybody had those in the basement, and
a lot of people still do.
Really?
Yes. I see it all the time.
Wow. Is that a big job to come in and replace that? Is it possible?
Oh yeah. No, it's definitely possible. We just come pull all the paneling off, and then we do sheetrock and finish it. You'd be surprised how much paneling we pull down. There have no insulation in the walls.
Wow.
Because
that's
back
not
in
good.
The 70s, 60s, 70s, especially, you get more into the 80s and you see more and more insulation. But 60s and 70s, very common to have no insulation.
Interesting.
Back then, they were not insulating very much. I don't think there was a code on it, like a building code where anybody inspected it or checked it,
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of them things you had to trust your builder to make sure he did it. Same way with the popcorn, they're always looking for a faster, cheaper way to do it. That's the reason we went from plaster to sheetrock, because sheetrock's obviously a lot faster and cheaper than plaster is. And then popcorn's cheaper than finishing the sheetrock texture and painting. So if you look at our new construction, it does progress over the years, and we have better building codes and wind load codes and hurricane codes, right? Strapping and nailing, things like that. But you also see much faster and cheaper ways of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, they would hand cut all the wood, right? Nail it together. Now we get all of our stuff pre-cut and we just use nail guns and put it up. It's always looking for a faster
right.
and cheaper way. And it's not always worse, right? Some of it is better. Some
mm-hmm.
of it is better quality. Some of our wind load codes and our laws are better quality. And even our doors and windows are more impact and energy efficient. So it's not necessarily always bad, But it's always faster and cheaper.
Gotcha.
Because if it takes a lot longer and costs a lot more, then most of your builders are not wanting to do that.
Okay. Well, we're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. You can go to his website at jonathansflooring.com. You can also take advantage of a summer special that's coming up in July. Why don't you share with us about that?
So
speaking of a little bit cheaper, you want to cut costs.
Right. So we are going to have a special where it's going to be 10% off your bill, but only if you heard us on the radio. And it's going to be only if you do paint and floor. So you got to do paint and floors both, and then combined together would be a 10% discount.
I'll take it. It works for me. And while you're at it, be sure and vote them for Best of the Bay.
Best of the Bay. That's right.
Okay.
So this will be our 7th year winner. We won 6 years
have
in a row.
Have you really? Yeah. Oh, congratulations. I didn't realize that. That's awesome. That says a lot.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking people to vote, because I'm like, it'd be nice to have it for the 7th year. But
I'll do that as soon as I get off the air.
If we get it, we're happy. I mean, we'd like to have it, but if someone else gets it, that's okay too.
I think it says a lot. I think that says a lot, because you've got the local folks voting for you and for the quality work.
Yes. So that's we're very thankful for that.
Okay, got another question from one of our listeners. This is a two-parter. So the two questions.
I'm listening.
Number one, we talked about this a little bit already. Do you do bathroom remodels, and do you get the materials and everything? So is your price including the cost of the materials for the labor?
Yes, it is. So as far as like all of our materials that come from our store, like purchasing your tile, your thin set, Slutership, all that, we'll break all that down in your quote and give you an allowance. And so most of the time, when I go to do a bathroom remodel, most people haven't picked a tile out. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to say purchase this much wall tile at this price per square foot. And that's your allowance to find a wall tile at that price. But as far as like all of our sheetrock paint and trim, we include parts and labor for everything.
That's good.
Even our cabinets, vanities, we try to do mirror, towel bar set, faucet. I try to be as detailed as we can. Light fixtures, toilets, baseboard. We try to include it all.
Because so there's no surprises.
No, because the last thing we want to do is come out and do your job, and then at the end of the job, you don't have the money to pay us. And you're like, well, right. I didn't know I was going to have to pay all that.
Right.
Know? So we want to give you a price up front, say this is what it's going to cost, and make sure you can afford it, and you're happy paying it, and then you're going to be happy paying us when we're done.
Okay, well, there's another question, but someone just fired in just now. Do you do financing?
So we actually do have financing. We do. And just recently, they upped our financing. So we do all of our stuff through a system called Jobber, which is all of our invoicing and our estimates. And then we have a third-party finance company connected with our Jobber program that finances people. And it's been up to $50,000, but I think recently they raised our finance into like $60,000 or
$65,000.
So we can finance a job up to like $65,000 through them. They're going to require you to put a down payment on that. So most of the time, the down payment's going to be like 30%, but we can adjust that around some. But yes, you would have to put your down payment, and they would finance the difference to you.
Great. Okay, got some great questions in, but I want to get back to the person that had the two-parter. So this is part
second part.
Our house is bought in 2018, and built in 2018, but we cannot find the wood flooring from the company that put the flooring in. Is there any way that you can match that flooring? And part of the question also is they did not leave any extra wood samples.
Yeah, it would be very hard, to be honest. It really would. Mm-hmm. Because the problem is, one, you have so many companies out there that make it, right? So you're just guessing. It's always, if you have like a box and we can look at it and say, okay, this is the name of the floor, and we can go look it up. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not something we have, sometimes we can find it. So that's half of the battle, is figuring out which floor it is. The second big part of it is most of these companies only run a line for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, and they drop it.
Yeah, this
and then
is
they
8
run
years
a new
ago.
One. Right. So there's a good chance that whatever flooring it is probably discontinued.
Mm-hmm.
It's very common because they want to stay up to date with trends and things like that. So it's very common to see a line run, you know, 3 to 5 years and be replaced with a new modern line. So it may or may not be even available at all, you know.
Right. So if they can't find that one, then what would you recommend doing?
So at that point, we could either try to match it, right? Mm-hmm. So match it with something really close. If it's a common looking wood, we may be able to match it. Or something, maybe just do a complete contrast to it. And you'd be surprised, it could look pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Just something that just completely contrasts it, just pull some of that color into the new floor and kind of have its own style, right? Or you can always take it up if you have to.
Well,
I mean, those are really your options. Either try to match the wood as close as you can, do a contrast, or take it up and just replace it all.
Well, you've mentioned many, many times you have such a variety today and so many choices compared to even what you would have been able to choose 8 years ago in 2018.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here thinking, because I'm now becoming an expert on luxury vinyl plank.
Well, so
and some
when
of the
we
other
bought
things.
Our house, mm-hmm. We bought our house in 2019. It had like a blonde wood through mm-hmm. the whole house or the whole main area of the house. house, which is probably my least favorite wood. So I wanted to take it up because I don't really care for the blonde wood. But it's really grown on me over the years. And you don't see dirt and dust and stuff on it as easy as dark wood. And we put vinyl plank in like our den, all of our bedrooms. But we left the blonde wood in the main area because there was so much of it. And it's a really nice contrast. So like the vinyl plank I put in, I did not try to match the wood with it.
Oh,
I just tried to get something that had some of that blonde in it and kind of pull it into it. I think it flows really well. And I've actually gotten used to the wood. So,
well, if you haven't guessed by now, one of the advantages of working with Jonathan Cook is that I already know that he has an eye for the decor and colors. I mean, you really do.
I do want our jobs to look good.
Yes.
And you know, so at the end of the day, I want them to look good. I mean, I want to do the job and get paid for it. Mm-hmm. You know, so I want to do whatever people want so that way they're happy and they pay us, but I also want it to look good.
Right.
Like, I don't mind telling somebody, like, I don't think it's going to look good.
that chartreuse probably won't
work.
And
then if they're just like, hey, that's what I want, then I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Okay.
As long as I told you up front, like, I'm not sure about it. But,
right.
But I'll do it. You know, but I do want our work to look good because one, it's a reflection on us when your guests come over, right?
Right.
If your guests
course.
Come over, you're like, oh, Jonathan put that down there, like that doesn't look good. That's not good on me, right?
Right.
So I need it to look good when I leave.
Talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, 850-437-1620. If you've got a question, we have been getting questions for all different topics this morning, which is a lot of fun, I know, for Jonathan. Do they work with customers with codes and inspections when doing remodeling to homes?
Right.
I guess the question is kind of like, who handles that? Do y'all take care of all that, or do I have to go down to the building inspector's office?
So if it's something that needs to be permitted, that we're permitting, then yes. So we would get a building permit on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the inspector would come out and inspect it each stage of the process. So generally, like, we're going to tear it out, get our framing done. So we're going to fix any of our wood rot or, you know, if we're changing walls or anything like that. And then once our framing's done, we're not going to get that inspected yet. Most of the time, we'll get mechanicals done, but we're fixing our framing first so the mechanical guys can run their wires and plumbing through our new framing. And then all of our mechanical contracts would get their inspection. So we're going to get, like, you know, wiring, if we move any wiring around, or plumbing, mm-hmm. and HVAC, stuff like that. Or maybe those are items that aren't being done and we don't need them.
Right.
But if we are messing with that, then we'd have that to get inspected. Then we'd get our framing inspected, and that's when they would come out and check it all. Make sure it's up to code what we're doing, and the county would pass it. And then at that point, we'd close it up.
Okay.
And usually get a final at the end.
Are there fees involved with those inspections? And is that something that you can put on the estimate to sort of
right.
anticipate what that might cost?
So to be honest, most of the building permits are usually about $150.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to pay, and they go up depending on the cost of the job. So it's very easily could pay $400 or $500 for a permit, very easily. But most of the time you're going to pay couple hundred for a permit, and then inspections. Most of our estimates, we charge a permit fee on
there. I see. Okay.
So that covers the cost of the permit and covers the inspections. Majority of the time, I usually put about $400 on there. I hate giving all my secrets away to everybody.
Just to cover it,
I put about $400 to $450
mm-hmm.
at the end of the quote, and I say permit fee with inspections, $450. And truthfully, we may spend $300 on that, right? Or
right.
we may spend $350, but the difference is for our time of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes a permit's more than that, and we lose money on that deal, right? Sometimes we may only spend, you know, $150 on the permit and a couple inspections at $50 each, and we may be like $250 in it. But the difference is just for our time of doing it, and it's also just to cover some of our cost.
Well, what I'm hearing is that I don't have to worry about it.
But you don't have to worry about it. That's right.
That's what I'm hearing. So that's the great thing. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. You've been here how many years now?
21 years. September would be 22.
Wow. So at 21, it's almost, you're legal now. So, so with 21 years, I always think about the skills and experience you must have with all the different types of housing and flooring in this area in particular.
Yes, we have so many different types, and especially during remodeling.
Yes.
Because remodeling, you're seeing so many different styles of houses and ages of houses.
Like 8-foot fireplaces.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
My gosh.
Like somebody that does new construction all day, since they've been building, say, if they started in the early 2000s to now,
mm-hmm.
I mean, stuff has changed, but it ain't changed that much, right? But if you go into a house that's built in the 60s with plaster walls and cloth wiring and galvanized pipes, that's going to be way different than a house that was built in the 90s, right?
Yes.
With, like, Romex wiring.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many different aspects that go into it, and I'm thankful that I get to work on so many different ones, because it really is a learning experience for along the way, and that's why I tell people, like, we don't always get it right either, because sometimes we'll come across something that we haven't dealt with before and we just gotta work through it, you know. And so that's just part of the job, you know, but but we like doing it.
If you've got a question for Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, 850-437-1620. I was recently in a friend's house, and it's she's got a beautiful home. It's gorgeous. And I walked into the kitchen, and I thought, wait a minute, where's the fridge? Where's the – everything was in cabinets.
In cabinets, yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen, is that a new trend, or is that something been around for a while? But I was
impressed. It's been around for a long time.
Because I thought that was so cool.
I think it's been around for a long time. I think it's becoming more popular because everybody wants like seamless lines, seamless look, right? But that's it's definitely custom. It's usually like when you're doing that, you're doing like custom cabinets, getting your cabinets built and a face for the refrigerator. I'm going to be honest, I've never actually built one.
Interesting.
So I've seen them, right? But I've never actually built one.
Well, there's just
so like if you called me and wanted that, that'd be one of those things I'd be like, okay, I've never done this. We have to figure this out along the way.
Right.
Like I was just saying, but because most of the time that comes in like either really high end remodel, or new construction sometimes like a high end new construction, it's more of a high end feature to be honest. And we do some high end houses but we stay more like middle of the road. So our bathrooms may look like a high end finish, but they're for everyday average people.
Right.
So we're right there in that middle class to middle to upper middle class is really our base customer. And we like that.
Yeah.
You know, we like being in that field.
Well, I like having lots of choices. And it sounds like because you have a showroom and you can sit down and really talk to you about what the colors you like and the way you want it to look. Because there's so many different styles and years. And, I mean, I don't even know how you keep up with it all. Because when we're talking about the difference between 1970 and 2026.
Well, the crazy thing
there's
is,
there's a lot of things that have changed over the years.
I've noticed, like, somebody will start designing their house. And you could pick one thing and that changes the whole design. Because, like, if you pick your cabinet, whether you go with a white cabinet or a stained cabinet, or like say if you go with like a green cabinet, which are very popular right now,
that's going to change the color.
That's going to change the whole look of everything else you have to pick to go with that, right? So I mean, one item in the house can really change the whole, like, okay, like, all right, we have these green cabinets. Now we need a tile to match it for the backsplash. We have to make sure our flooring color, it can be a natural wood, but it's got to go well with it. Like, you don't want a dark green cabinet and then a dark floor. It's just going to get too dark, right? Just picking your tile, like for your showers, your bathrooms, your cabinets, things like that, it can really change the whole design of the house.
Okay, I just got another question that came in from one of our listeners. I have a back porch patio door. It's an old-fashioned sliding door that leaks, gets stuck. I'm tired of it. Can I replace that with just a regular door, double doors?
Right. So, yeah, you can. They actually have a set of French doors. It's made French doors. It's made for a sliding glass door replacement. Depending on the year of the door, if it's a standard size door or not, you'd be surprised. I see some sliding glass doors there just be weird sizes, and I'm like, I don't think this was ever a standard size door.
I don't know where this one came from.
Right. But so if it's just a standard size sliding glass door, they have a French door replacement that will fit into it. But regardless of that, either way, we usually can adjust the framing or adjust the hole to fit a French door, or a new sliding glass door, whichever one. But it's not an overly complicated job to do.
Is it an expensive job?
Everybody's expensive is different, right?
Right.
So
that's true.
To me, it's not. I say it's not expensive. But also, I deal with so many customers and see so many things, and I see people spend so much money on things sometimes. Like, it's nothing for me to go out and do a remodel estimate, it'd be $50,000 or $60,000. And when I started out in business, I probably would have thought that was really expensive. And now, when somebody's talking about redoing their house and it's like $60,000, I'm just like, that's really not bad, right?
But it's all about perspective.
But it's about perspective, what you're getting for it. But to me, like a sliding glass door change out is very simple, and it's not overly complicated. And I don't think it's expensive at all.
Okay.
But somebody that's not in the business, or if you've never done $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 other project before, then you're gonna be like, that's a lot.
Right.
You know. So it just depends on the person. But we always do have financing too.
So you can come out and give them an estimate.
Yes. And when they get their estimate, there will be a button on the bottom to get financed that they could very easily do. Sometimes people will apply for it, just see what's offered, and you don't have to accept it. You can just say, okay, I don't want that, you know, but that's an option.
Right.
I always tell people like, hey, you know, just know you have it as an option. Sometimes you may get through the project and say, hey, you know, I can pay for this as I go, right? Because it's not like you got
to
pay all the money at once. You
may
pay
nice
a down
know.
Payment,
yeah.
right? Depending on how large your job is, you may have a payment in the middle of the job and the one at the end.
That's
but
great.
It's going to be broken up multiple payments. So it's not like you have to have all the money today. Like if you're putting a new French door in, you can pay a 30% down payment and you may be, you know, 3 or 4 weeks out on your door and you have the rest of that time to pay the difference.
Oh, that's great.
So, you know, you may not need the financing by the time the job ends.
I know what would happen to me is I'd put the French doors in and they would look so good. And then I'd be like, well, now I got to paint the walls. I got to get a new floor to match
this door. Or you could just paint the doors with an accent color. A lot of people will do an accent color.
I was going to say, because that's going to open up a hole for me. Then I start that would look good with it.
I've seen it becoming popular, especially like with some of my flips and stuff.
Right.
That like we're doing accent color on the exterior doors.
Oh,
but,
nice.
But I'll take that inside. So whatever I paint the outside of the door, I have to paint the whole door.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, like the inside and outside, the whole door is the same thing.
Oh, that looks great.
Yeah, so like if you have like gray doors on the outside of your house, I'll just paint the whole inside outside door gray.
Uh-huh.
Or even if it's like blue or green or orange, I think it's a great way to get an accent color in your house, and I'll just paint the whole door the same.
I love it. So clearly, after an hour of talking with Jonathan Cook, Jonathan's Construction Flooring, he is definitely an expert for the expert panel. We have covered everything from mailboxes to fireplaces to doors,
ceilings,
to bathrooms.
And that's the way I like it.
Uh-huh. And you're an expert on all of that, yeah. Which is great.
That's why I don't come in with like a preset agenda, you know, because I don't know what the listeners want to talk about, right?
Yeah.
And I'm happy going all over the place with it because it gets a lot more information out there rather than just focusing on one thing, you know, because if I just focused on one thing, I'd be like, hey, come buy floors from me because I like selling floors, right? but I don't want to do that because I like having a variety because most of your listeners, they have a variety of things they're working on.
Of course.
And most people do. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how can folks get in touch with you and set up an estimate?
Right. So you can just give us a
appointment,
call.
Sorry.
That's the easiest way. 850-332-5905. If you don't get us, it's usually because somebody at the office is on the phone already with somebody else. So just leave a message and we call you back.
Mm-hmm.
But you can stop by and see us in person. 9320 North Palafox Street. If you're like me and you like that face-to-face in-person contact, I would much rather deal with a person. That's the way I've always been. You can just stop by our store. You can see somebody in person. 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. Or you can look us up at jonathansflooring.com or even hit us up on social media, Jonathan's Construction Flooring on Facebook, Instagram.
Oh,
I mean, we're pretty easy to find.
Yeah. What are some of the things on your website? Do you have any of the flooring samples on there?
We do. But it goes back to that thing I was talking about earlier. Like, there's so many of them, right?
Right.
There's so many, and it's constantly changing. So it's hard to constantly keep the website updated. But we do have links to some of our suppliers.
Oh,
like, we have a link to Southwind. So
mm-hmm.
So from our website, you can go to Southwind, and they're one of our suppliers. You can see everything they have, even if we don't have it in the store, and we can get it from them. And, like, we have a link to Mohawk and Shaw.
Okay.
So if you come in our store, you can see all of our Shaw products, but then go to our website, you can see everything Shaw offers, and you just say, hey, I want this product. And I say, okay, I'll call them and get it for you.
Excellent.
So we have our products on there, but we also have links to our suppliers.
Excellent.
And sometimes it's easier just to go to the supplier and not just see what we offer in our store, but what they offer as a whole.
Okay. So in case someone just joined us before we go, there is a discount coming for summer.
Right. For summer, starting in July. So we can talk about it next week.
10% off.
Yes, but yeah, it's only if they do paint and floors both. We want to do all of it.
I know. So get those French doors. Next
right.
thing you know, it's the
yes.
paint
right.
and the floors. Okay, Jonathan, it's always great to have you on the show. Thanks to everybody that was listening this morning that sent in text questions. We appreciate you so much. Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, what's that number again?
Right, 850-332-5905.
And don't forget, Best of Bay.
Right. Vote.
Go in there under shopping and vote for
us. And I encourage you to go vote, even if it's not for us.
Oh.
I think everybody should get out and do their part and vote. No matter who you're voting for, just go out and vote.
Vote for Jonathan, okay?
Yeah, vote for me.